Assalamu alaikum, brother. Thank you very much for coming and agreeing to participate in my interviews and in my research titled on the effect of EFL teachers' technological pedagogical content knowledge, feedback on EFL teaching in Saudi Arabia. My name is Sami and I'm doing this research as a part of my Doctor of Philosophy degree at the University of New England. This interview will go through five main questions and it will take 10 to 15 minutes, maybe less, maybe more. And it's mainly talking about ICT use inside the classroom for EFL teachers, English as a foreign language teaching. So let's start with the very, very beginning. The first question, what do you think is the value of using ICT in EFL teaching and why?
First, I think using ICT in EFL teaching is very helpful and it's very important in our days because we are in 2015 and everything now runs through technology, and students can use this technology by a new device like iPhone, iPad, laptop, and it will be more comfortable for both students and teachers. Because they don't have to attend class, and if they have something and they can't attend the class, they can see the broadcast for this class by the website, and they can attend it anywhere and anytime, and it will be easy for both students and teachers, I think.
Thank you. What kind of ICT skills do you have to enable EFL teaching? If you could give more examples.
Yeah, I have knowledge to use PowerPoint in the class, YouTube, Instagram. For example, they can reading stories by PowerPoint, or they can do some exercise. Also, YouTube. They can use it for listening or watch to some mistakes that foreign students can make it. Also, like Twitter, I can ask a question by Twitter, and I make it like a competition. For example, the first three correct answer, the student will get marks, or to get a present or something.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I can use Instagram to learn the student, to let the students learn how they say the exact pronunciation, and they can watch it for many times, and it can broadcast to a lot of students if it is helpful for them in different schools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's interesting. So what impact do you think ICT will have on EFL teaching?
I think ICT will have positive impact on EFL teaching because, like what I said, that we are in 2015 and it will make the work and communicate between teachers and students more easily, and I think a lot of students now, they like to use the technology more than people, and
more than the traditional way.
It will be interesting for them to to use ICT for learning English, and
but do you think it has a negative impact sometimes?
Sometimes maybe, yeah. I think maybe it will have, but
negative impact.
Yeah, I think maybe it will have negative impact sometimes, like.
like there is no internet inside the classroom or there is no access to
maybe a little.
We'll talk about that more in question number 5, but let me move in question number 4, which it says, how do you use ICT in your EFL teaching? And if you don't use it, why not?
I use it, like what I say, I use it on, by PowerPoint, by YouTube, by Instagram, by Twitter.
That's interesting. It's interesting. So you may be using the social media and all this Facebook, Twitter things nowadays. Can you give an example on how to use one of these in your teaching?
Like when I say some rules in grammar,
mm-hmm.
They can listen to my voice,
mm-hmm.
and they can know sometimes the pronunciation for some words.
Yes.
They can know some another meaning for some words. They just maybe know about one meaning for it,
mm-hmm.
and they can know about how they can use it in different way. And you can also find a lot of teachers now on Twitter and Instagram, and they have a lot of followers because, and this means students like to use technology to learn English.
Do you think the 4 skills of learning English, speaking, writing, listening, and reading can be taught through ICT?
Yes, sure. You can find a lot of tutorial now on Twitter and Instagram, YouTube, mm. and it's you can find the flow for them is increasing every day,
mm-hmm.
and this means the students like to use this technology and like to find tutorial on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter.
Mm. That's interesting. Let's move to the other. My last question here, can you identify ICT barriers and enablers in EFL teaching in secondary schools in Saudi Arabia? So let's start by the barriers. If you could identify the barriers, that things that hinder the use of ICT inside the classroom.
I think barriers will be like a school location,
mm-hmm.
because we have some an urban. Areas, so schools there, maybe they don't have internet service,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes maybe it will stop and didn't work. Also,
the speed of the internet as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, I think some of the barriers of knowledge of the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe. Not all teachers can use technology to teach students, and knowledge of the students also.
Mm-hmm.
I think not all students can use technology to study and
communicate with teachers
with technology and with English language at the same time. Also, I think availability of ICT in school, one of the parents in Saudi Arabia, because it's a new technology and they didn't use it before.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think the school budget also, I think. Some school, I think, have a limit budget.
Mm. So the financial matters.
So they have to increase their budget
to provide more ICT equipment and like that.
Also, I think technical issues like power sometimes can work, and also number of students in each classroom, because some classes have 40 or 50 students per class. This, I think, is a big issue for parents to use ICT.
Mm-hmm.
Also, students in this class can't focus for the...
You mean if the number of the students is very, very large?
Yeah, it's very large, and the students can they can protest on the lesson, yeah, and the teacher will waste their time, and they can't maybe control both on the all this large number of students.
No, you're right. How about enablers?
I think provide the ICT facilities to school, and I think schools when they provide this facilities will be like a modern school, and also provide courses and training for both teacher and students.
That's good point.
So yeah, and also provide the schools with IT support units, and they open a new job for other people to control on what will happen for this technology and fix it when it needs fixed. Also support the student to use ICT, like increase like let him do their homework and communicate with the teacher by ICT if they cannot attend the class, if they have homework, put some quiz on ICT, and they have to do it on ICT to let him use the ICT and know all about it.
That's interesting. My last question here, which comes out of this page from my data analysis, do you believe that EFL students should have access to ICT facilities? I mean, do you believe that students should have access to all these facilities in the classroom?
Yes, I think yes.
Can you say why?
We are, like what I said, I think we are in 2015, and I think that will be interesting for students to use all these facilities. And when they see that class is interesting, they will try to focus and understand, and it will be helpful for the students. So I think yes.
Well, Sam, thank you very much for coming and participating in this interview. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. You are welcome.